Yeah, just let John pick the channel. He's up there just about, like, where I live. I can use just about anything, and I don't interfere with anybody. So, yeah, I've been playing around with my hotspot lately. That new ASL3, that is entirely different than the other one. Like, they don't want you messing with the, like, the repeater config file. They don't, you know, everything else is just basically done through, you know, kind of a interface. And if you want to do anything special to it, it says right on it, don't mess with this file, put it at the end. You know, so like my radio, the push-to-talk is inverted. So you put a line on the bottom, and it follows whatever last line. So it's a lot different. I mean, I guess it's just because, you know, we're also used to, especially you, we're also used to messing with the file itself. ASL3 says, don't do that. Just add your whatever you want to override at the end. So, you know, so if you want to use inverted USB, put it at the bottom if you can't do it through the command line. So I've been playing around with it, learning a lot. It's been fun. But, yeah, I think I stay at like 434 or something right in that area. But, and then I also figured out what two wires to jump to make it low power. You know, 7 and 10, just solder those on the SA chip, and that makes it about 5/10 of a watt. So I kicked the power down a little bit, too. I mean, not that it matters, but, you know, I figure the less radiation in the house, the better.